Hello, I'm David Rauch from Radio Broccoli. Recently, I spoke to Glenn Mayer, who is a former patient at the Royal National Orthopaedic Hospital. Glenn is about to undertake a walk to raise some funds for the RNOH charity. I started by asking him to tell us a little bit about himself.
Yes, I have spent a long career where basically I've sat down for a living, and unknown to me, sitting down can do damage to your spine if you don't move around often enough. So maybe a message to everybody, get up and walk a bit more. Basically, I have worked for 40 more years than I care to remember as an investment manager. Back in September 2020, we had a family barbecue and my grown-up children visited, and I reclined a chair on the patio and popped three discs. I had excruciating pain and I passed out with the pain, came round with an ambulance crew there, and it turned out after an MRI scan that I had lost the normal curvature of the spine, which meant that three discs popped and I sheared a piece of disc that got caught in the space where the nerve goes from the spine into the pyramidal space, gave me incredible pain. And from there, I had a fairly long journey of deterioration and then an amazing recovery after surgery.
Were you treated at the RNOH from the word go, or did you go elsewhere?
No, it took some time, actually, before I was eventually referred to RNOH. I didn't see Mr. Leong until June 23, by which time I had deteriorated so much that I was in a wheelchair, and I'm told that when I was standing that people could hear the vertebrae in my back grinding together because there was no support from the discs which had gone, so standing and walking was incredibly painful. So eventually I gave up and I was confined to a wheelchair, and then Mr. Leong set about a methodology of repairing the damage to my back, and he talked to his team about the best approach. And it's a fairly complex set of surgeries, but they've done a fantastic job, really. And if you need to know more about that, happy to go into it, really. But I'm sure there are lots of people having lots of very complex surgery that will make what I had seem fairly routine, because things are getting more and more complex all the time.
Yeah, that's certainly the case. So how long were you at Stanmore to begin with?
The first set of three operations were done over a period of 3 days when was that done? It was October 23. So I first met Mr. Leong in June, and then in October was the surgery. So I wasn't in for very long, actually. But first operation was to make space for the cages that go over the lower lumbar spine. And then the next set was to connect everything up from the back, screw everything firmly into place, and to attach some bolts that go from a pelvis into the spine to keep everything stable. All done in 8 days. And before I could go home, I had to demonstrate that I could safely climb a flight of stairs up and down. And I reckon that the Stanmore building is designed specially for the physiotherapists to show the patients are fit to go home.
So you were up and about within days of the operation?
Yes, very quickly. So told that I had to be careful, obviously, until everything was set. So first few days I wasn't allowed to move. I had a bespoke spinal brace made for me in the orthotics department, where they very kindly wrap you in wet plaster, and it's an exothermic reaction, so it does get nice and warm, and then they use that as a mold to make a plastic corset that fits you perfectly, and that keeps everything firmly in place while everything settles post-surgery. So once I had the spinal brace, I was able to get up and start moving. took quite a while to get the fitness back and to actually go from using a wheelchair to moving again, though.
So you'd been in a wheelchair for what, 2-3 years?
From September 2020, it was probably a gradual period of decline. So I had been using the wheelchair for a year or so before surgery, yes.
It's almost learning to walk again, isn't it?
Well, actually not almost, yes, because when I was discharged, I was told that walking is my best friend and to gradually build up the distance. And I have a very good personal trainer who I've been using. She's fantastic. The rehabilitation was that the first exercise was to get out of the house and then to walk from my front drive to my next door neighbor's front drive and back. And then every day I added one house until by Christmas time I set myself the objective that I was going to go to the local pub and buy a pint to celebrate Christmas with some neighbors. It took a long time to add on those houses. It's not that far to the local pub. It's only less than half a mile. But it took me from October till Christmas to get that far. And then I do remember that journey was, it took me about 3/4 of an hour to do that half a mile.
Was it quicker coming back?
Well, the beer helped, I'm sure.
Actually, or did it make it longer?
The beer I had was zero alcohol because the last thing I wanted to do was to fall. But it was still the experience of being able to walk to the pub and order a pint.
That was the beginning of your walking journey. When did you build on from the pub?
Well, gradually. Once I got my confidence that I could do that, it was a matter of just continuing to build confidence and walk and walk and walk. So walking is not pain-free, but I have found that if you don't push yourself, you don't get better. So there's an element of doing as much as you can where you have a tolerable level of pain, but don't push it too hard. You mustn't overdo it because you can do some damage. It was a matter of gradually increasing the distance and time I was able to walk.
Now you're building up to doing a rather longer walk than to the pub.
Well, very much a longer walk. And you know, that came about where I had an outpatient's appointment and we live in Surrey, which we're about 180 degrees around the M25 to Stanmore. And sometimes it was quicker to drive, sometimes it was quicker to use the train. So my wife was looking on her phone as to how long it would take to drive to Stanmore. And previously she'd been looking on Google Maps for a walking route. And it came up with an incredible length of time to get to Stanmore. She said, "That's got to be wrong. Oh, I've got it on walking." So it raised the silly idea of saying, well, could we possibly walk from Caterham to Stanmore? And we hit on the idea of planning a route that used as much open space as possible. There's lots of countryside around London, lots of nice country parks and golf courses and whatever. So all the footpaths we're using it's a bit over 37 miles from home to the hospital. Mostly it's on soft ground and we're going to do it over 3 days.
And it's going over soft ground easier or harder?
Soft ground is kinder on the feet, but yes, it can be muddy and sometimes slippery. So when I'm out, I always use alpine walking poles, which keep my back straight, so it's good for posture, but they also do give some stability if the ground is a little slippery. So that, combined with good footwear, I use trail trainers rather than walking boots. Walking boots are heavy. It's easier in trainers, and they've got pretty good grip. And the main thing is to avoid slippery slopes as much as possible. It's also nice to be out in nature rather than being, you know, walking on pavements with traffic noise and all those things. You can hear the birds sing and see blue sky and greenery around you. It sort of gives you a lift rather than just looking at street signs and things. So it's much, much nicer to be out in countryside.
So long as the weather holds out.
Well, you know, we have been very, very lucky. All the training walks we do, we've had some frost and some snow over the winter. But, you know, the weather has been pretty good.
Do you want to describe the route that you're taking and its contours?
Yeah. So, yes, the walk we will do will be over 3 days. The day one is from my house in Caterham to Wimbledon, and that will take us through an area called Happy Valley. It's a beautiful area which starts off, it's a very steep-sided valley, but the valley floor is quite an easy walk, and that goes from there into an area of downland, and then we find some golf courses, and we do come up into Wimbledon. Overnight stay in Wimbledon. The next day from Wimbledon to Perivale, where that is probably the prettiest day of all, where Wimbledon Common, and then straight into Richmond Park. Richmond Park's a fantastic area, really lovely. And that takes us down then into Richmond along the river, some nice cafes where you can stop and have a break, cross the river at Teddington Lock, and then up to Perivale, from where we go up to Harrow, another steep climb to Harrow on the Hill, and then from there to Stanmore, or you go down into North Harrow, South Harrow, sorry, isn't it, from Harrow on the Hill. Lots of climbs, some fairly long hills coming up through the Deer Park to the back of the hospital. Quite a long climb there, but nothing too onerous, to be honest. And, you know, very strangely, the elevation between Caterham, where my house is, to the hospital in Stanmore is not much difference in the height above sea level, but in between we've got a lot of hills up and down. So, yes, it is quite hard work. Richmond Hill is fairly steep, actually, going up to the school and then going down to the river on the other side. That's probably quite good exercise.
If I'm in the area, I'll try it. I assume you're not going to be walking on your own.
I have reconnected with old friends. There's a friend of mine from university that I haven't seen in possibly 30 years. Who we have been in contact, but we haven't seen each other, and we've reconnected, and he's going to do all 3 days. I have some friends coming down from Cheshire who are going to walk all 3 days. I have my son who lives down the road who's going to walk all 3 days. I've got neighbours and friends who are going to come in and do a day or half a day. So there'll be lots of different people, so lots to talk about. You can never be bored when you're out walking, even if you're on your own. But, you know, with all these people around, there's always something to chat about and talk. You know, it just makes it easier. So I'm looking forward to it.
That's good. And you plan to arrive at the hospital on the 7th of May, is that right?
7th of May. I am looking forward to a time of arrival. I'm hoping that somebody will be there to meet us. I don't know what time they want us to arrive as yet, but the last day of the walk is relatively short. It's 8 or 9 miles. So I would imagine I will arrive either lunchtime or the end of the shift. But that's to be confirmed at the moment.
Let us know and we'll see if we can get there to meet you. So how can people help you raise some money for the cause?
Well, the reason we're doing this is obviously for my health, for helping all the people who are working, but mainly to raise money for the hospital, to show that actually it's a fantastic cause. So we have a Just Giving page, and if you go to Just Giving and search for Glenn Meyer, which is GlennMeyer, and you can also do it through Walking Back to Happiness. So I've called this Walking Back to Happiness it's thinking of the song, Helen Shapiro's song, is a bit of an inspiration, but also I was in a wheelchair, I'm walking, my back is fixed, that makes me happy. What more can you say, really?
Thank you very much for talking to me, and I look forward to seeing you on the 7th of May, if at all possible.
David, I'm looking forward to it. See you on the 7th of May. Walking back to